I am rolling whenever you're ready, Steve.
Okay. So, could you tell us the extent of the flood damage at your home?
The basement got flooded, like, up to my steps in the basement, and my washer and dryer got messed up.
So are you still cleaning out from it?
No, we didn't straighten it up, but we still got the washer and dryer down there.
What were your thoughts when all the rain started happening? Did you think it was going to get this bad?
No. I really didn't, because I ain't never, you know, had a basement to flood like that, and it was up. And it just, I don't know, it just scared me a little bit, because I thought it was going to keep on getting higher than that, but it didn't.
How long have you lived here?
I moved here last year, August the 15th, just to make a year.
Have you been talking to either the county people or any other folks about assistance for the flood damage?
No, I haven't. I don't even know how to get in touch with them.
Okay. So when it was happening, was there any thoughts you had about maybe how you could stop some of the damage or anything you could do there?
Yeah, my boyfriend tried to stop it. He moved a lot of my containers down so the water could try to go down in the drain. And then he mostly picked up some in pails and with mops.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is the stuff down there just damaged forever, or do you think you can salvage any of it?
The floor, because they looked like they had painted, so it had bubbled up as the water was coming through the whole floor. The stuff is coming off the floor. And it was coming through my stuff because they had just weatherized my basement, and it was coming through the wall.
Wow.
Coming down the wall. Yep. As you go downstairs, you fell in a puddle of water. Yeah.
Great. Do you think we can come and see it?
Oh yes, you can.
Okay.
I'm on my back door.